This news update is being brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and Boss snowplows, they also sell and install custom glass enclosures. See Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. The U.S. Border Patrol is asserting its authority to seize cannabis shipments amid complaints by licensed cannabis suppliers that shipments worth more than $300,000 have been confiscated in recent months at Border Patrol checkpoints in southern New Mexico. U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich said Friday the Department of Homeland Security should be focused on urgent priorities that do not include regulated cannabis suppliers. Authorized cannabis sales in New Mexico have exceeded $1 billion since regulation and taxation of the recreational market began 2 years ago. BNSF railway attorneys told Montana that the railroad should not be held liable for the lung cancer deaths of two former residents of an asbestos-contaminated Montana town. Railroad attorney Chad Knight said that the W.R. Grace Mining Company did not tell them that the vermiculite it was hauling around the country was dangerous. The town of Libby, Montana, is among the deadliest sites in the federal Superfund pollution program. The estates of the deceased plaintiffs say dust from a rail yard sickened and killed them. The jury was meeting briefly Friday and planned to resume deliberations on Monday. A full jury of six alternates has been seated for Donald Trump's hush money case, setting the stage for opening statements next week in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. The panel took final shape after lawyers spent days quizzing dozens of New Yorkers on whether they can keep their personal views aside and impartially judge the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. Hours after the jury was seated, a lawyer for Trump was in an appeals court seeking to halt the trial, arguing the judge rushed through jury selection and that the case should be moved out of Manhattan. A bill in California wants to make more rental housing available to tenants with pets. Assembly Bill 2216 would ban blanket no-pet policies and prohibit landlords from charging extra for a security deposit and rent for tenants who have cats, dogs, or other common household animals. Supporters say too many renters struggle to find housing because landlords will not take pets. Some tenants are forced to relinquish pets to overcrowded shelters, but property owners say they are worried about property damage and liability. Max Verstappen of Red Bull has completed the Formula One double. Verstappen has taken the pole for the Chinese Grand Prix just hours after winning the first F1 sprint of the season. Verstappen is the sport's best driver in the quickest car. The Dutchman has won 22 of the last 26 Grand Prix races and three of the first four this season. Only a brake failure in Australia probably kept him from sweeping all four races. Teammate Sergio Perez will start alongside Verstappen on Sunday on the front row with Fernando Alonso of Aston Martin and Lando Norris of McLaren on the second row. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLAW after this.
I smashed the windshield of my car. What do I do?
Go to Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe before you call your insurance company.
That's right. This is Dave from Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Insurance companies may ask you to go with an out-of-town company, but you have a choice. Go with your local glass company, Advanced Auto Glass and More of Bad Axe. We will professionally install your automotive glass and can perform the calibrations for collision avoidance systems. So for the best windshield replacements, call Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe at 989-269-6655.
In state news, home values in Detroit have increased by billions of dollars in the years following the city's exit from the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history, and that is especially true for black residents. A University of Michigan Poverty Solutions study released Tuesday says added home value for black residents increased 80% between 2014 and 2022. For black homeowners, estimated home values rose from $3.4 to $6.2 billion over that period. Mayor Mike Dugan says the comeback of neighborhoods in the city means, quote, new generational wealth for black homeowners. Detroit filed bankruptcy in July 2013 and exited it in December of 2014. General Motors will move its Detroit headquarters to a new downtown office building next year and develop its iconic home along the Detroit River. The announcement was made at the site of the old Hudson's Department Store, which is being developed into a tower and 12-story office building that will house GM and is being built by the Bedrock real estate firm. Bedrock will join GM and the city in coming up with ideas to remake the seven-building Renaissance Center. General Motors CEO Mary Barra said GM is open to ideas about the complex, which the company bought in 1996. And I'll take a look at your local news on WLEW after this.
Hi, this is Dave with Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. We offer many services to better service our customers in the community. Our auto glass services include windshield replacements, including ADAS recalibration, on-the-spot stone chip repairs, and door glass replacements. We can service semis and agricultural vehicles such as tractors and combines as well. We install thermal panes, custom shower glass enclosures, and cut flat glass at your convenience. We do it all, from sales to service to installation. Stop on in or call us today at 989-269-6655.
In local news, the Tuscola County Recycling Center released a report on operations for 2023. Overall, the center collected just over 1 million pounds of recyclable materials. Last year, the recycling center processed 32,000 pounds of plastic bottles, 10,300 pounds of electronics, 173,700 pounds of paper, 613,700 pounds of cardboard, 44,600 pounds of metal, and 32,400 pounds of glass. During special collection, there was 14,800 pounds of hazardous waste that was also taken in and properly disposed of by the center. In addition, the center took in 130,750 pounds of unwanted tires. Getting rid of unwanted tires is especially important because tires are a prime breeding ground for mosquitoes, which carry disease for both humans and animals. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumbnail news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and Boss snowplows, they also sell and install custom glass enclosures. See Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road.